Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, March 13, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of science news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
NutriCorp's wholly owned subsidiary Nutra Life Sciences Inc.'s joint venture partnership. NutriCorp's wholly owned subsidiary Nutra Life Sciences has entered into a joint venture partnership with Pediatric Center, its pilot program clinical research site. Despite being operational for only one quarter, the site secured multiple clinical trial contracts from mid-Q3 2024 to the end of 2024, showcasing rapid growth potential in the industry. The collaboration aims to advance pediatric clinical research, focusing on groundbreaking therapies tailored to children's needs. By enrolling participants from diverse backgrounds, these clinical research sites contribute to scientific knowledge and improve medical care for future generations. For more information on participating in a clinical trial, contact NutriLife Sciences at 281-598-0200 or info@nutrilifesciences.com.
Opawitza Exploration's Bazooka Project, a key potential asset in Abitibi Gold Rush. Opawitza Explorations Inc., a Canadian mineral exploration company, is focusing on the Bazooka Project in the Abitibi Gold Belt. With a current market capitalization of about 8.5 million, Powitza aims to establish Bazooka as a key gold hotspot. The property borders Lac Gold's Ruin property, known for its significant mineral resources. Opawitza's CEO, Blake Morgan, has shown confidence in the project by personally investing in the company. The company's 2025 drill program is underway, with the goal of confirming and expanding known mineralization. Investors are eagerly awaiting assay results from Bazooka, expected in the spring of 2025, which could potentially lead to a significant underexplored gold discovery in the region. Armory Mining retains Candela II lithium project at Incahuasi, Lithium Salar, Argentina. Armory Mining Corp. reports that American Salars has relinquished its option to develop the Candela II lithium brine project, giving Armory control of the property covering 3,000 hectares with an inferred resource of 457,000 tons of lithium carbonate. The current lithium carbonate price is $10,070 per ton for 99.5% battery grade. Ecosolve Inc. was able to extract 93.1% of lithium from a brine sample with a lithium content of 140 ppm. Armory has signed a license agreement to utilize the Ecosolve lithium solvent exchange extraction process, which can produce lithium carbonate with a grade higher than 99.2% and a recovery of 93%, exceeding other processes available. The company controls interests in various projects in Canada, including the Candela II lithium brine project in Argentina.
GSP defines new porphyry copper drill targets and prepares to submit drill permit application for Mur property. GSP Resource Corp. announces the nearing completion of a draft 5-year multi-year area-based permit application for the Mur property in British Columbia. Historic exploration work revealed shallow copper mineralization, with drilling showing averages like 30 meters at 0.53% copper. The Mur property, located near the Alwyn Mine project, is a high priority for upcoming field season exploration. The property has a history of intensive exploration with confirmed porphyry copper molybdenum mineralization. The company plans to submit a diamond drilling program permit application to support future expansion drilling. The Mur project, situated near Teck Resources' Highland Valley Copper Operations, is a key focus for further exploration. Ginsenoside supplement Redsonol 1 Plus, included in National Cancer Institute's Drug Dictionary, Canada Royal Enoch Phytomedicine Ltd. proudly announces that its ginsenoside supplement, Redsonol 1 plus noble ginsenosides has been included in the National Cancer Institute's Drug Dictionary. Redsonol 1 plus is defined as an oral and herbal supplement containing 16 ginsenosides derived from ginseng, offering a diverse profile of rare ginsenosides at a concentration of 20%. This milestone highlights the company's commitment to advancing cancer research and the potential of Redsonol 1 plus in oncology and supportive care. Dr. Peihua Yu, founder and CEO, emphasizes the importance of standardized definitions for researchers. The company's ongoing clinical trial on cancer-related fatigue aims to evaluate the efficacy of Redsonol 1 plus in mitigating this common symptom experienced by cancer patients undergoing treatment, potentially offering a groundbreaking solution. GeoVax, establishing strategic presence in Europe with initial footprint in the UK. GeoVax Labs Inc. is expanding its presence in Europe with the UK as its initial footprint, aiming to advance global vaccine and immuno-oncology development. The company is working on identifying a UK location aligned with its strategy and has key connections in the region. These include collaborations with scientific experts like Professor Teresa Lambe from the Oxford Vaccine Group, manufacturing partnerships with Oxford Biomedica PLC, technology licensing with ProBiogen AG, and various European collaborations. GeoVax is focused on developing infectious disease vaccines and advancing Gedeptin, its lead immuno-oncology candidate, for treating solid tumors. The company's move into Europe underscores its commitment to global collaboration and innovation in vaccine and immuno-oncology development.
SIGIN CEO note, an emerging new industry, 15 years in the making. SIGIN Therapeutics Inc. CEO Jim Joyce notes the emergence of blood purification technologies as leading post-exposure countermeasures for pandemic viruses. SIGIN Therapy not only addresses viral threats, but also aims to improve the lives of 550,000 end-stage renal disease patients in the U.S. by targeting sepsis factors. DARPA has supported blood purification therapies with SIGIN Therapy designed for greater efficiency, scalability, and lower production costs. The rapid development of mRNA vaccines during the COVID-19 pandemic may shift focus to broad-spectrum blood purification technologies like SIGIN Therapy TM for viral outbreaks. Unlike antiviral drugs, SIGIN Therapy offers a broad-spectrum approach to reduce viruses, toxins, and inflammatory factors in infected individuals. The technology's dual use in everyday medicine shows promise in extending the lives of ESRD patients and establishing a competitive advantage in the dialysis industry. Zonti Metals outlines a large strong gravity anomaly on its Cross Hills Copper Project. Zonti Metals Inc. announces the discovery of a large strong gravity anomaly at the 9-mile target on its Cross Hill Copper Project in Newfoundland and Labrador. The anomaly measures 3,700 meters by 3,100 meters and is up to 900 meters deep, with potential mineralizing fluid pathways. This marks the fifth large-scale gravity anomaly outlined within the project, indicating significant potential for mineralization. The company plans to focus on additional exploration to advance the newly defined target area to the drill stage as soon as weather conditions permit. The gravity survey revealed a 5-megagal anomaly extending towards the K6 target, highlighting the potential for discovery. Zonti Metals Inc. is a junior explorer focused on gold and copper, with projects in the Yukon Territory, Newfoundland and Labrador, and Colombia.
Minimal TV viewing may be protective for heart diseases linked to type 2 diabetes. New research published in the Journal of the American Heart Association suggests that limiting TV viewing to no more than 1 hour a day may lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, and other blood vessel diseases, especially among people with a high genetic risk for type 2 diabetes. A sedentary lifestyle, such as watching TV for 2 or more hours daily, has been linked to an increased risk of developing atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. The study, which analyzed data from a large UK biomedical database, found that individuals with high genetic risk for type 2 diabetes who watched 1 hour or less of TV daily had a lower risk of developing cardiovascular disease compared to those with low genetic risk who watched 2 or more hours daily. These findings highlight the importance of reducing sedentary behaviors, like TV watching, to improve heart health for individuals with varying genetic risks for type 2 diabetes. Gut Microbiota Research, Creative Biolabs fuels next-gen probiotics development. Creative Biolabs is at the forefront of next-generation probiotics development, focusing on specific microbial manipulations for disease research. With expertise in microbiome science and live biotherapeutics, the company emphasizes candidate strain selection with functional features like immunomodulation and gut barrier protection. Their work includes genetic engineering and preclinical evaluation to maximize research value, offering a range of services, including 16S RNA sequencing and metagenomics. Creative Biolabs also provides custom optimization and in vivo safety studies to ensure the functionality of engineered strains. Through precise gene modification, they aim to provide valuable strains for future applications. In vivo evaluation is crucial for testing strains in preclinical settings, proving their utility in real-world scenarios. For more information on their microbiota research services, visit their website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.